Hello and welcome back to the Birds of Healing podcast. My name is Asha. I am your host and I want to welcome you to a new segment today that I'm going to be calling the Daily Diatribe. Now, in this segment, we're going to be talking about topics, a little bit more short form content that I feel like I can't do a full podcast episode about, but I still feel like are really important to the discussion and I really want to discuss. And today I was inspired by a digital creator on TikTok after I saw his post about his recovery story and how he managed to pull himself out of a 30-year recovery. He was an alcoholic and a drug addict for 30 years of his life, and he was able to pull himself out of that, but he was talking about what held him back for those 30 years, and he was saying that it came down to one single emotion that he felt himself and from externally that held him back from getting help, and that thing was shame. And he was so ashamed of himself for so many years about the struggles that he was going through. He didn't think that he deserved help. He didn't think that he deserved for people to care about his struggles or to want to reach out to him to help him, you know? And so he was ashamed of himself, and he hid himself and his addiction and his hid all of that for that many years because he just didn't think that he was worthy. And it really resonated with me because I know for me, one of the biggest struggles that I had was overcoming self-shame, like constantly, you know, shaming myself, telling myself that like what I was doing was just irresponsible and just da-da-da. And it was, but like putting yourself down does nothing for you in the long run, because ultimately you're the only person who can dig yourself out of the hole that you're in, whatever you're struggling with. And if you're constantly putting yourself down and constantly, you know what I mean, shaming yourself for things that sometimes are just not within your control, it's hard to grow as a person. You know, you're not going to get anywhere if you're hindering the one person who can help get you out. And I just thought that this topic was very interesting because although my story is a little bit different from him in the sense of like external shame stuff, I had to deal a lot with like having to hide a lot of myself, having to hide a lot of my struggles, because I come from a community where if you struggle with the things that I struggle with, you're not necessarily considered even a human anymore. Like you're just you get called like an infidel, you get called like all these bad names and you know, parents warn their kids about you. And it's like you're like the boogeyman almost of the community. And that's hard too, because it's like, okay, I'm a human person. I'm not perfect at all. And I know for a fact that in my community, there's so many people dealing with like hidden addictions, hidden, you know what I mean? Like depressions and all kinds of mental disorders are all hiding it because nobody wants to be stepping out of the norm. Nobody wants to step out of the standard and be looked at as less than everybody else. You know, my community has become so homogenous, and not only just their religion, their language, their culture, everything is so homogenous that if you are slightly different or you are slightly outside of that norm, you are not okay. You know, like there's something wrong with you as a person. And for the longest time, I thought there was something wrong with me as a person. But then I realized, no, there's nothing wrong with me. God made me exactly the way that I am. And he knows what's in my heart. And he knows, you know, the things that I go through. And to hell with people's opinions of me. You know, I've always been a really strong-minded person. I've always stood on my own. I don't need nobody. I've always said that to myself. But it's hard when you feel like there's the people who are supposed to be like your backup, your back, you know what I'm saying? You're supposed to help each other in your community, not tear each other down. And it's hard when you're constantly being talked about, when you're constantly being like put down and shit. But I think that like for me, over the years, I've grown such a backbone to stand up on my own and to just be like, I don't care what people think about me. I don't give a damn what people say behind my back. I know what I am and I know what I'm not, you know? And I would wager to say that I'm happier than a lot of people in my community who are hiding from themselves, who don't want to acknowledge their troubles, but really they don't want to acknowledge their troubles. They're just kind of like, nobody wants to be labeled depressed or mentally ill. Nobody wants to be labeled addicted to X, Y, and Z, you know? But there's nobody who's going to benefit if we're all just hiding from it and we're all shaming each other, even though there's people in our own households who are going through the same shit. You know, it doesn't make any sense. It's so counterintuitive. I mean, I think to myself, I don't understand. I guess for me, it's like a paradigm, because I'm like, I just don't get how one person can see another person struggling and the first thing that comes to their mind is to shame that person. you know? Oh, look at X, Y, and Z. Look what she's doing. This girl, she's a bad girl. Da, 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 da. You don't know what's going on in this person's life. You don't know the shit that they've had to do. The things that they've been through behind closed doors, you know? And it's crazy to me because I know for a fact that a lot of the older generation in my community are actually, like, actively going through traumas of war, who are still dealing with, like, PTSD and stuff from the war in our country. And none of them want to talk about it. It's, you have to, like, literally, I used to work in a mental health office for refugees and immigrants and stuff, right? And you would not believe, people would show up with their face completely covered and try to, like, whisper their name to you, like, and when you're checking them in, just whisper their name so they don't have to, like, let everybody know that they're there to see a therapist. It was so sad to see. It was so incredibly sad to see because it's an entire community of people who don't want to acknowledge that mental health, like, it's a thing that needs to be addressed. And it's really sad. And I feel like shame is one of the ways that not only my culture, but all conservative cultures, I think that this is something across the board, all conservative cultures, I feel like, whether you're American conservative, British conservative, whatever, like, I feel like conservative cultures use shame a lot of the time to make sure that everyone stays within those certain parameters. And I think it's bullshit. I think it's bullshit. I think we need to change the narrative. I think we need to change all of that shit. Like, if you're not going to help somebody, if you're not going to, like, you know what I'm saying, lend a hand and be the kind person who helps this person out of a pit, like, just shut the fuck up about that person. You know, don't talk about them. Because ultimately, all you're doing is just bringing bad energy and juju onto yourself. You're just being so negative towards this person for no reason. You don't know what the hell that person's going through in their struggle. You know, it really pissed me off. And I was like, you know what? When I saw that video of that man, I was like, oh my God, you know what? He is absolutely right. He's absolutely right. There's no reason to feel shame. There's none. Because there is not a single human being in this world that has ever existed that has been perfect. Not a single one. Not a single one. And there's nobody that's better than the next person, regardless of their troubles. So it's stupid for me to, like, for people to think that, you know what I'm saying, they're better than somebody because this person is openly talking about their problems and they're being completely honest and transparent, but you're hiding the exact same thing behind closed doors. Makes no sense to me. So that's really all I have to say. That's my little spiel on shame and why I feel like people should just cut that shit out. And I really want to, if I can find the video of that creator, I'm going to try and tag the link in the description box to check out for that. But yeah, like, to let me know what you think, because I'm going to actually do a little bit more research and I'm going to do an episode about culture and recovery and where that, you know, where that intersection meets. So I think I'm going to add this little shame portion into that too. I'm going to talk about it. But yeah, let me know what you think. If you're listening on Spotify, go ahead and go to the community tab and interact with me there. I look forward to it. Thank you so much again for listening to today's Daily Diatribe, and I will talk to you later. Bye.